Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is, he's been evacuated. He's taken his family out of his home and they grabbed their go bags. And we know that they're safe and they're sound. And we don't know what's going on with this house. But his whole house was just, you know, that whole area is riddled with fires, as much of the Bay Area is. And so we did get the news yesterday that he had to evacuate. So playing the role of Vinny is Brittany. And
hello.
Go ahead and hit your news sounder and let's...
Sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like these, actions speak louder than words. They have been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. Fremont Bank, everybody.
Keep them in business.
So first off, I just wanted to touch on a little bit about the fires. Obviously, you know, there's a bunch of stuff going on. The LNU Lightning Complex, 4 deaths now reported as of last night. Let's see here. It says...
Are those all first responders?
So 2 more fatalities were reported last night at 8:45. The LNU Lightning Complex fires for a total of 4 deaths. 3 fatalities were reported in Napa County, with another death reported in Solano County. 4 people reported injured as well. I believe 3 of them were first responders, and one was a PG&E worker.
Oh, that's right. Right, we did hear about him.
Mm-hmm.
Or her. So, that is, look, any loss of life. Oh, just these fires. Ugh.
Yeah, and then awful. It goes on to tell you about 215,000 acres in this part, 192,000 acres in that part, and then all the just the count on the structures, and obviously you can look those up on your own. We have a great resource on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page about it's an interactive map on where they are, and you know, a lot of resources for evacuation centers, especially if you got animals and stuff like that. So
even large animals, you click on the evacuation centers, and there's shelters for people and animals of all size. It's a, I think Cron 4 was the one who turned us onto it. It's a great interactive map. Each fire tells you the containment and how many acres. It's just a lot of info. It's good.
It's great. It's so Sarah Vinny Facebook page, it's up there right now. So take a look at that, and it seems to be updating in real time. So that's a great resource. Next up, I wanted to hit this, which is, you know, hitting home for Sarah right now. Gmail and Google Drive are finally back online after a global outage left thousands of users, supposedly back online. But
it's,
I mean,
taking them along. You know what? This is not online.
It's
lying.
It's working, but slowly, I think, as opposed to not working at all. Mm-hmm. So your Google Drive obviously has been affected. I think it was mostly affected in Europe and Australia, it says, but it was a global outage. So if you're being hit with that, that's likely the scenario. I'm having no problems over here.
I was going to ask you, are you having any problems? Yeah,
I'm not having problems, but I was having problems last night. Like, I couldn't get in my email or the drive or at all, because I use it all the time. But
it's so weird. It's so scary when you can't get into something that's like such. It's like mine in my Google.
Yeah, I thought it was my internet, but I just waited till technically this morning, and I was able to do everything here.
You might have to start resorting back to printing out paper again, Sarah.
I can't do that. No. I'm never going to do that again.
Get that printer ready.
I know.
Somebody wake up, John. Somebody wake up, John. John.
Poor John. Yeah, he gets to stay in bed. No, it's right. I mean, with all the things that people have to complain about right now, it feels very insignificant to bitch about. But, you know, you just expect things to be where they are. And
we expect to be here for you. You know, we wanted to make sure that we were on the air and reporting all the stuff that's going on in the Bay Area so that, you know, people have a little bit of normalcy in what they're used to with their routines.
Right. We're not your hard-hitting news station. We're your friends that hang out and chat every morning.
And try to inform you on stuff, too.
Sure, of course.
At the same time. And hopefully entertain you.
Boy, you news people are so defensive.
Ah, man. well, you know, it's a tough job.
Yeah, I know.
Here's on to a lighter note here.
Okay.
And this is important as well. This is the face mask story I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
88% of women say men who wear face masks are sexier. Yay.
Because you don't have to look at their face.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's not true, guys. What are you guys? Yeah. You guys are messed up.
Yeah, because you're looking at their eyes and you're like, oh, okay. And then once they take it off, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
I know.
Really?
Eyes are attractive. So if all I'm seeing of you is your eyes, you know, it gives you just a few more minutes to win me over before you take it off and reveal that which.
The true Nicole comes out. I knew Sarah was jaded. I didn't realize Nicole was as well. Man.
We're women.
It's
we know
whole
what's
mask
up.
Thing. Like, you don't realize it until they take it off. Because it's like, I feel like with the mask, you kind of imagine what their face looks like. And then once they take it off, you're like, that is not what I pictured.
Yeah, no. You know, that's the problem in radio, too. Most people, you know, 90% of our listeners, they've probably never even gone to our website. They have no idea. They have these ideas of what we all look like. And then when they finally see us, it's always a disappointment because it's just different.
Like that one texter.
I looked you guys up and yikes.
Yeah. Like, remember that one texter the other day that said that? Yeah. Texted in and said about Vinny being bald or something?
He's way more bald than I expected. I'm like, what does that mean? He's
does
bald.
Does it mean his head is bigger? Like there was more baldness to be had? Or he's bald? Think, like, you know, picture
well,
Jean-Luc
Picard. Well, he does shave it, like, you know, skin tight. So I think that it's possible. Maybe they thought he had a little bit of a buzz cut as opposed to, you know, with a razor.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. It must have been 1991. I worked for Q96 FM in Orlando, Florida. And that was, what year were you born?
94.
94.
Ugh.
So 3 years before Nicole was born, when I was just I was a baby in radio. I had my, like, you know, I don't even think I had a full-time job there. I think I did overnights. I know I did overnights. I don't know if it was a full-time job. So I'm baby in radio. And but I loved it and I was into it. And I went to we used to call them van runs, where you'd just grab some bumper stickers and some, you know, tchotchkes. You know how it is at radio stations. You love
the
damn giveaway junk. And you'd go out. Street team, exactly.
Yeah.
So I drive the van through the streets of Orlando, find, you know, the location I'm going to stop at. And then you'd do a phone in. You'd say where you were, you know. And by the way, we would use the phone at the place. Wasn't like we took our phone out of our pocket.
Yeah,
we didn't
thinking,
have a
like,
phone.
I was like, there's no cell phones back
that.
Then.
No. So you'd either pay phone it, you'd do a pay phone, or you'd go in and be like, hey, we're going to get some customers down here for you. Can I get your phone?
Can I get reimbursed for those quarters I used for the pay phone?
Right, exactly. So you do these van runs, and you go out, and we're out there, and we're kind of hanging out and having fun, and I just got off the radio. And we're hanging out. We got tons of prizes to give away. Come on down. We're on the Orange Blossom Trail near the strip clubs. So, which is where they all were on OBT. So this guy shows up, and
OBT.
So there's a few of us there, like me and maybe an intern or two or someone from promotions on this van run. And he's like, hey, where's Sarah Clark? I want to see her. And I, you know, I listen to her, my overnight job, whatever. And I'm like, hey, it's me. And he literally goes, there was a gasp and a step back. And that
I
was
don't
back
believe
when I was,
that.
Oh,
maybe
it
he
was
gasping
totally,
up
no,
how hot
it was
you
yeah,
were.
I agree
actually,
with
like, oh, my God, you're exactly
yeah,
imagine.
I agree with
that. It was, it was a look of horror, I promise you. I know the difference. I am a woman and I understand these things. He didn't. Funny. He was not happy. And he left immediately. But it was... Not a high point, but it. I totally
no picture,
know what you're saying.
He can take out his old Polaroid picture and take a picture with you.
No, he didn't take. He didn't ask me to sign anything, like we did back in the day. So to Nicole's point, you do, and to radio, just in general, you have a picture of what people look like, and it's so weird. It's weird to see them pull the mask away and go, oh, that's what your nose, mouth, cheekbones, and chin look like. Put that mask back on. I was 69% more into you when that was across your face.
So that
wasn't a long story.
No, that's great. I love that story.
We just learned that from Bryn.
It's just, the thing is, you know, when I read the story about 88% of women saying that men that wear face masks are sexier, I actually agreed with it, and I knew what it was about, as opposed to you guys who just are all into looks and all that, whatever.
Yeah,
apparently advertising that you're totally indifferent toward whether you get people sick and die, you know, or is not a turn on to women. So 88% of women say men who wear face masks in public are sexier than men who don't.
Oh, so this is like a propaganda thing. I see.
This is exactly.
And come on, that boys, even put those masks that on.
That even held up with women who are currently in a relationship with men who don't wear face masks, who are opposed to it. So the survey also found
that.
How am
I going to put a face mask on this? Come on. The world needs this.
Check this out, though. The survey also found 6% of women say they've had sex with a face mask on since the pandemic started.
What percent?
6%, which is, you know, it's small, but it's, I mean, before the pandemic, I'm sure nobody was doing that before the pandemic, right?
Well, I'm sure there's some fetish group, right? Isn't there something for everyone? But that is, I wonder if the chick was into the dude, like Nicole said. She liked his eyes, was into it. He takes it off, she goes, No. Put that back on. Leave it on.
You girls are ridiculous.
There's texters that agree with us.
So. Is, yeah. Okay.
Of course
sure,
there are.
Of course. They're
we're
minions.
Women. We know what's going on.
Well, I think that
Bryn thinking it's because they're responsible citizens. Come
they
on.
They are. Like, isn't it based on sputum? You know, there's the whole hot. Spreading the virus is based on sputum. So, you know, I'm not sure if we have to do some research, but can you transmit this virus through getting it on, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Like, if you're kissing, you certainly could.
Well, no. Yeah, so if you're wearing a face mask and you guys are, you know,
if you're both
intimate,
wearing.
If you're
well,
both
could we just do
it
doggy
mask?
Style? I mean, do we have to be face-to-face? Like,
well, that's
make
exactly
this work
my point,
and,
though. Like, can you spread it if it were just – I'm trying to avoid
I think you can
words.
Spread it either way. I think that if you're going to be intimate, mask on or not – You're in bigger trouble than you were if you were passing.
You can't
on the street.
Just be like, "All right, approach me. Don't look at me," and then go ahead.
Oh my god!
How's that?
Really? Is that what you think of girls? Just like take me from behind. I'm gonna lean up against this wall. That is horrible. I'm shocked. How could you? HR, get HR in here. Is HR on the phone?
Is Don on the phone?
No, not yet.
I'm gonna do a quick. Fast fact, real fast.
Oh, you love fast facts.
Fast. I do. Fast, and I did it at 8 o'clock yesterday, so I want to make sure I do it early today.
Okay.
There's never been a person who has born blind and schizophrenic at the same damn time. Scientists' best theory is that without vision, a person's brain can't develop multiple interpretations of the world around them.
Wait, you're saying a blind person is less likely to go is they don't go.
It's never happened where they're schizophrenic.
Can they not develop schizophrenia? Is that something you're born with? I thought that was just, you know, as a result of childhood trauma.
I mean, I'm sure they can develop it, but the fast facts here, if you could listen for once.
You're telling me babies are psychotic when they're born? They're schizophrenic
when
they're born?
I'm sure some babies can be born that way. So the fast fact is there's never been a person who was born blind and schizophrenic at the same time.
Well, how could they even tell their babies? They can't talk.
You keep questioning the fast facts, Sarah.
Okay, Vinny. Listen, I'm just, you know, I'm confused by it. It's just, what a weird fast fact. That's a fast fact?
It is that's a fast fact. They're facts, all right?
They can't
tell you.
They can't measure for schizophrenia when a baby is just born. I mean, Jesus, they can't even walk until they're one.
You're not a doctor, Sarah, and nor a
You're
scientist.
You're right about that.
So you don't know.
Oh, I am a scientist. Come on.
I'll do one more fast fact before I read some text, okay? There's only one pig in the entire country of Afghanistan. His name is Kanzer, and he's in the Kabul Zoo.
They have a pig in the zoo. They don't eat. Yes. Muslims don't eat pig.
Exactly. since they don't eat pork and aren't even allowed to touch pigs, there's no need for any other pig. I didn't know you can't touch them. I know that they don't eat them, but
they're filthy.
I didn't realize
animals.
You can't touch them. Yeah. Trip though, huh? One
pig.
Yeah,
there's a lot of it's people must have gotten really sick from pigs eating pigs back in the day. You know, because it's in several religions and things that it, even just the way food is handled and killed. Like that's a huge part of a lot of cultures. I just wonder if that's roots are in.
Yeah, you know what? I shouldn't assume. I don't even know what it's about.
They're just considered dirty animals because they'll eat garbage, I think.
Yeah, they do.
But is that the
garbage?
Reason? Yeah. You get somebody on the phone who knows about this.
Yeah, someone will know. Someone will text us about it. But it's like, you know, they don't worship pigs. It's not like in India, you can't touch a cow. You can't hurt a cow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that?
Oh, yeah, that's worship.
This isn't about worship. This is about those are filthy animals and we don't eat them.
Well,
and
who you are assuming and questioning the fast facts.
You're right. So. There's me again. I should just let you say these and I should go,
just let me say them. And then
yeah, that's that's how this show works.
When we have time and more people, then we could resource them. But right now, I can't be researching and reporting at the same time. It's too difficult.
Well, John, let's get John on the phone. Get him phone. To.
Where is John? Yesterday, when you said resource that, he's like, was that supposed to be a keyboard?
Click, 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 click,
all right, quick text real quick. Okay. 510 says, I have met all of you except for DeJesus, and you're all more gorgeous in person.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I've seen pics of Nicole, and she's lovely too. Oh.
She is lovely. She's actually a lovely person just to be around. Good little soul.
Here's another one. It's a great resource. 925 says, go to fire.ca.gov. Once again, that's fire.ca.gov. And earlier we're talking about taxis and Uber.
Uh-huh.
A few people are saying Flywheel branded taxis are the best app. So Flywheel. Apparently they know their way around the city and they'll get you there quicker because that's true.
Yeah. I mean, look, enough bad stuff has happened with, we'll save it all for when Scott Budman is on. He's on in like half an hour, so I want to talk to him about all this stuff. But I like the idea of someone who is an employee officially and has, I guess, some kind of vetting and that they can find this guy. They have his home address, you know. There's like stuff has happened to people who take Ubers and Lyfts.
Right.
And that's, to me, somewhat scary. All right.
We'll hear all about it from Scott Budman in the 7:38 news break. And what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with you can't throw parties. In case anyone has not gotten this message, parties are not allowed. So I got what happened to one guy after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.